This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. The predictions of the 16th century Nostradamus have stirred up controversy for hundreds of years, but researchers may have found a more certain way to peer into the future, your future. And that way is your sense of smell. Could this mean the rise of Nostradamus? Anyone? In a study out in PLOS One this week, researchers at the University of Chicago looked at whether sense of smell could be used to predict the mortality of older adults. And it turns out that smell power was a strong indicator of overall health, even stronger, they say, than a diagnosis of heart failure or lung disease. To figure out exactly what the nose knows when it comes to our health and life expectancy, I'm joined now by the lead author of the study, Jayant Pinto, an associate professor of surgery at the University of Chicago. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. Pinto.
Thanks for having me.
So you studied, 3,000 people, between the ages of 57 and 85, and you found out what a great predictor smell was for mortality?
Yeah, that's right. So we looked at older people living in their homes across the United States, and we sent survey researchers out to their homes to measure their health, ask them questions, and measure their senses, including their sense of smell. And we found that the sense of smell was a really good predictor of who would be alive 5 years later when the researchers came back to look for them.
How good a predictor was it?
So to give you an idea, people with no sense of smell had over three times the odds of being dead 5 years later compared to people with a normal sense of smell. And even people with a decreased but present sense of smell had higher odds of death compared to the normal smelling people.
And this was a better predictor than people with heart failure or lung disease.
Yeah. So, we thought that was a really strong finding. But when we first were doing the research, we thought, well, maybe this is complicated by the fact that sense of smell is worse in sicker people, worse in older people, worse in men, all kinds of other sort of confounded by other risk factors for death. But when we adjusted for all of those things, the finding was basically unchanged, which tells us that this is a really strong finding.
And do you have any idea why this may be true, what the connection between death and smell is?
Well, we know that the sense of smell is a really ancient part of our nervous system, and we know that people at risk for brain diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's lose their sense of smell before they develop the devastating consequences of those diseases. So we think that sense of smell might be an early indicator of brain problems. Mm-hmm. It could be an early indicator that the body's ability to regenerate has declined because there are stem cells in the nose that regenerate the nerve. Or it could be a sign of exposures, environmental exposures, because as you know, your olfactory nerve sits in the roof of your nose and is connected through little holes into your brain. So it's out in the environment, it's out in the air, and things that are in the air can injure it.
What was the test like that you gave to people?
So we used a version of a European smell test, and it's a test where there are five markers. Each marker's in the tip has an odor embedded, a liquid odor embedded, and you uncap the marker and you present it to the subject and you ask them to take a whiff and give them a couple choices to see what they choose. And then we scored that on a scale of 1 to 5 with how many you get correct.
Mm-hmm. And so give us what the score means.
So, basically if you have a number of errors, then we know that your sense of smell is bad. And if you get all five correct, we know your sense of smell is perfect.
So if you got one or two bad, that's a bad indicator of your mortality?
Yeah. So the more you get, it's interesting. We did an analysis where we looked at the number of correct, mm-hmm. and the more each one that you get wrong increases your risk of mortality
and
in 5 years.
5 years. And so where is the cutoff point or the determining point?
Well, I mean, it's a tricky question. Basically, we considered normal 4 or 5 right. So below that is where you start to have problems.
Mm-hmm. Can anybody do this at home?
So the markers, I guess, are available. You could order them from Germany, but you can do some simple tests at home. So one thing you could do at home is open a tube of toothpaste and you can see if you can smell the toothpaste. And actually, there's some simple way to do that, which is determine how far away or how close it can be before you can smell it. So the closer it needs to be, the sort of worse your sense of smell might be.
So are people going to get into a panic now if they can't smell toothpaste, do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, Ira, I've been receiving emails nonstop about people all over the world who are worried. And let me reassure your listeners by saying that this is only one factor, number one. Number two, there are many other risks of death for everyone in the world, including getting in a car, smoking a cigarette, eating a cheeseburger. So we have to sort of put this in context. But I would say that people who have decreased sense of smell who are older should seek attention from their doctors, and the doctors should think about, do these people need extra attention, and be a little more aggressive in people who have decreased sense of smell.
You know, when you go to the doctor and you get an eye test, you get a hearing test, but you never get a smell test.
Well, that's what I hope this research changes. And we want to develop more clinical research about sense of smell. We want to develop better testing. There are tests available that can be done here in the United States, and they're available and they can be used.
Is there any follow-up that you're moving ahead with this research?
We are. We're looking into what the mechanism of the effect it is. So ideally, we'd be able to stop that mechanism and preserve people's health and life. We're looking into environmental exposures, and this study is part of a larger project called the National Social Life Health and Aging Project, headed at the University of Chicago, and we're really trying to understand health and aging in a broad context across a number of different parts of health.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck, and we'll check into you to see how you're going with the test.
Thanks so much.
Zayanth Pinto is Associate Professor of Surgery at the University of Chicago, and he joined us from NIH in Maryland today.